Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here with that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its 2010 Prospective Planning Report, as well as its March Quarterly Grain Stocks Report. Here are the key numbers. Let's begin with the prospective plantings. Of course, these in millions of acres. Corn, 88.798. Soybeans, 78.098. All wheat, 53.827. Winter wheat, 37.698. Spring wheat, 13.906. And durum wheat, 2.223. Quarterly grain stocks in billions of bushels. Corn, 7.693 billion. Soybeans, 1.270. And wheat, 1.352. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 10,837. It's down 69 points, almost 70 now. The NASDAQ 2400 is down just about 10 points, and the S&P 500 is at 1166, and it is down just a few ticks under 7 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with his final regularly scheduled agricultural weather outlook report is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I just wanted to take a moment and thank you for your years of service to the agricultural community.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. You know, the outpouring of support at the All Day Ag Outlook meeting was really, I don't know, heartwarming. I don't think I've ever gotten a standing ovation before. And you know, the budget's tight around here, and I know they had to make some tough decisions. I think the one thing that was underestimated was how important the weather service is to the agricultural community, and I really have enjoyed serving the agricultural community over the years, and going to the Outlook meetings, talking about ag weather. I know that a lot of you out there listening really depend on us during the planting and harvest season, among the other times of the year, and I wish we were staying on. I could tell you this, Dave, the weather department has been extended 3 more months, so Mike Sola, starting next Monday, will still be doing this report. And as far as I know, the one thing that's not really changing in terms of the on-air service for weather over the next few months will be the Ag Weather Service. We'll still have the same reports at the same time, but it is winding down. By the middle of summer, we'll all be gone. But thanks, Dave.
Well, you're welcome.
And anyway, I might as well do some agricultural weather here. Well, we're here, and I'll tell you that today and tomorrow, as predicted, will be much warmer. Winds are really going to pick up in speed out of the south. We'll have quite strong winds during the daytime hours across the Midwest Corn Belt, including Illinois and Indiana, today and tomorrow and into Friday. And the winds will be out of the south, averaging 15 to 25 miles per hour, some gusts over 30 miles per hour. That wind will be bringing in warm air, but at this time of year, the humidity is usually not as high as it is once we get into the later spring and summer. Dew point temperatures right now in many areas are in the 30s and low 40s. They'll probably rise close to 50 over the next couple of days, but bottom line is the temperature will be much higher than the dew point, so relative humidities in the afternoon level, the afternoon hours will drop to rather low levels so that there will be good drying taking place out there. No rain is expected today, tomorrow, or Friday, at least in our neck of the woods. Now in the upper Midwest, showers and thunderstorms will start to break out on Friday, and a frontal system will pass through the middle of the Corn Belt on Saturday, and exit the eastern areas of the Corn Belt early on Sunday. So there will be some rain early in the weekend that will end the spell of several days in a row of dry weather, and will put a stop to some pre-planting field work in those fields to dry out enough during the next couple of days for that to happen. As we go into next week, it appears we'll get into a bit of a more active weather pattern for the next week and week after, with showers and thunderstorms coming through with weather systems every, say, 4 to 5 days. There's still some uncertainty on the timing on all that. Temperatures will start next week still above average. We'll probably cool down to average or slightly below for a day or two later next week. But the long-term trend over the next couple of weeks is generally average to above average temperatures. So I think overall we'll see decent conditions for at least getting some pre-planting work in. It doesn't look as wet as the last two springs, but it doesn't look absolutely dry either. The northern plains will start to get some rain beginning tomorrow. They're going to turn cooler. That's an area of problem weather for the pre-planting and planting of spring wheat. I think that there will be problems in the Dakotas and Minnesota in particular getting the crop into the ground in a timely fashion this year. Now, you go south of there, they've had some warm and dry weather in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, and so the wheat is greening up rather quickly. And the Delta, it appears there will be a little bit of rain coming through this weekend, but otherwise decent weather for pre-planting and planting activities. And in South America, they may get a few showers later this week to slow harvest down for a few days, but overall no problems there. And for the final time, that's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 478 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters. Last trade down 3 and a quarter. May wheat at the board opened at 472 unchanged. Last trade down 1 and a quarter. May corn, 353 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters. Last trade down 1 and 3 quarters. December, 383, down 3 quarters. Last trade down 2. May beans, 972, down 2. Last trade up a quarter. November, 925 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters. Last trade down 1 and a half. May soybean meal, 280-250, down 60, last trade down 110. May soybean oil, 38.75, up 8, last trade up 14. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you make of all the reports we had this morning?
Well, we got a lot going on here. I'll just maybe summarize here briefly. Corn acres, bean acres, both less than expected, both up from last year, but less than the trade was expecting. So probably a little bit friendly to the corn and soybeans from that standpoint. But stocks on hand were both larger than expected by the trade. Corn by about 200 million bushels and beans by about 70 million bushels, 60 million, I guess. That's negative. That's negative to the markets. On the outside markets, we have the dollar weaker. We have the crude oil up, making some almost like a breakout here, it looks like, to the upside. I'd say that's positive. But what we're hearing out of the floor is pretty much from the stock standpoint and looking at lower openings here.
When you crunch the numbers off of the prospective planning report, what do you come up with for ending stocks for 2010-2011?
Well, right away we're going to probably have to raise our ending stocks up for this year by a couple hundred million on corn. You can pretty easily keep those right in that 1.8 to 2 billion area. I haven't actually had a chance to crunch those yet, Dave, but that's about where we'd come out on the corn. Soybeans, we're going to be up there in the right around 400 million. I'm just kind of estimating that roughly here.
And then the wheat would be just under a billion, I would think.
Yeah. A couple of things here I think to look at. One is we still have really about 4 million acres as compared to last year that's unaccounted for, you know, what we dropped in the wheat and versus what we increased in corn and beans and cotton. Also, something I think kind of stuck out to me is they're actually showing on the corn stocks on farm about 1% more on farm this year than what was on last year as far as percent on farm versus off farm. I just find that a little bit hard to believe because with the long harvest that we had and the fact that guys are bringing stuff in trying to get it out of the bin because of quality earlier than normal, it's hard for me to believe that the on-farm stocks are that much higher.
Do the bull spreads work today?
I would say that we're going to see weakness in the nearby stuff versus the deferreds today because of the stocks numbers. It looks like, just to me, that's going to be kind of the dominant factor. So no.
The one thing that, if you have anything bullish in here to hang your hat on, would be that the eight major crops remained under 248 million acres, seems
yeah.
to me.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, how much the weather's going to affect things and how much faith the trade's going to put in this acreage report, I guess that's really a tough question, and we're going to find that out here, you know, as we go into the market open. But I kind of suspect, just from what I've heard off the floor this morning, that they're kind of poo-pooing it a little bit just because, you know, we do have that unaccounted acres out there still.
Very quickly, the calls.
I'm going to go with the lower side here, although I think about anything could happen, but not as low as some of the calls I've heard this morning. Corn down 5, soybeans down 10 to 20, and wheat down 10 to 15.
Okay, that's it. Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer, and he's with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.